We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask C&E. If you need relationship advice, we are here. Hello, who's this?
Morning. This is Ant-Man.
Ant-Man,
hey,
what's
Ant-Man.
Up?
I enjoy you on Avengers.
What's your question for C&E?
my question is, I'm dealing with some relationship problems, you know what I mean? I got a toxic, you know what I mean, girlfriend, shall I say. And we booked a trip for her birthday to go to Jamaica. And everything's, you know what I mean, booked in my name. I booked a flight, everything. And we just got into this huge argument. She's now telling me that she don't want me to go. And, you know, if I'm going to go, then she's not going to go. So you think I should just go ahead and just let her do her and just, like, break this whole thing off?
How long y'all been together?
Just,
how long y'all been together, bro?
Bro, 6 years.
6 years. And what's the argument about?
Be honest with you, it was petty, bro. Honestly, I think the liquor got the best of her, and, you know what I mean? It's pettiness, bro.
What was the pettiness? You got to tell me what the argument was about. Was she flirting? Were you flirting? Was something in your phone, or was it just an argument what was on TV?
Okay, honestly, bro, like, so check this out. We went out to lunch. I took out the lunch, and, you know, we were sitting there talking about Jamaica, blahzy, blahzy, you know, and I'm literally, like, in my phone. She was, you know, looking up stuff on her phone, and, you know, I just said, you know, because I was looking at the CDC guidelines or whatever. because I don't have the shot. So I'm thinking, like, okay, well, I may need the shot to get inside this country, so... You know, 2 minutes go down the line, and then she does the same thing I do. She's like, So I asked her, you know, like, what's up? You know, what's going on with you? And she was like, oh, well, you know, there's nothing. You know, you probably would get mad or upset, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, you know, like, talk to me. What's going on? Like, what would you do that for? And then she was like, nothing. It's probably going to turn into an argument.
Bro, y'all know you're arguing over mm-mm-mms.
I thought you was telling me you saw a girl on Instagram and it made you go, mm-mm-mm.
That's what she probably thought.
You get what I'm saying? Pettiness.
I think you lying, bro.
Bro, I kid you not, man. I don't have nothing to lie about, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm taking her out to lunch. We saying we conversating about the trip.
Bro, now you letting ego get involved. Like, y'all really about to break it off or mm-mm-mm. And if it was nothing.
No, that's not why we about to break it off, bro. It got more serious.
Oh, what happened now? Go ahead.
It got serious after that. Basically, after that, you know what I mean? It turned into... You know what I mean? Argument on the way home, you know what I mean? She was telling me how, like, she should have just went on about her day, you know, she should have never just went out to lunch with me. And I was extraness. You know, she basically copped an attitude out of nowhere, and I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, so what the hell did I do?
How long you say y'all been together?
6 years.
6 years, bro.
And she over you already, bro. Like, she pretended to be mad at you just so she don't get a free trip to Jamaica. Damn, she don't like you no more, King.
Nah, it ain't even that. It's not even about the free trip to Jamaica. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, but you're ignoring the part where I said she don't like you no more.
I'm like, you know, it's crazy because, you know, she does tell me that she don't, you know, that she want to break it off with me and stuff like that.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you, bro? Do I have to get a sign? Do I have to get a plane?
Bro, she's been telling you she wants to break it off with you. You tried to get the trip to Jamaica to try to keep her. She really don't want to be with you. It's to the point where, put her into
it's
a place
over.
Where she don't
like
you.
Remember we had Gary Owens up here? Well, no, Gary was on Brilliant Idiots podcast, and he said, you know it's over when the smallest things bother you, like the way somebody chews. I think he did the same thing. Gary said, and his wife got upset with him.
I don't know about that one.
Something. Either way, she don't like you no more,
she don't want to be with you no more. The smallest things did You might as well cancel the trip or take the boys to the trip. Boy,
this is what you do. Pray to God to give you a sign. Is it over? And I'm gonna send your wife money for a billboard that says it's over.
Yo.
Okay?
Hey, yo, be safe, y'all.
Nah, but honestly, bro, if
I'm being honest.
If put it to this situation, she wanted it to be over, bro.
And it's not even about that. I mean, it's things that we're, you know what I mean? It's like we have our days where it could be like, just I could come home.
Bruh.
You get what I'm saying?
Bruh, it's over,
and,
bruh.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, check this out, bro. Like, no fools. Like, literally, like, last week. Like,
you
know what I mean?
You want me to tell you that you still got a chance. You want me to tell you that you still got a chance and this situation is still salvageable.
Bro,
she already told you she don't want to be with you.
Charlamagne, check this out. Like, you come home, like, literally, just a few days prior, right? You come home and you have candles lit up. You have notes written all around the house saying, oh, come in. I got a hot meal ready for you. Come in, take a shower. You know what I mean? She got everything laid out for you. Everything, the whole nine, and then she just switched, just like that, bro. No, it's mental health, bro. Is what it is.
Oh my god!
See, this is what I was saying. You just can't blame everything on mental health. She don't like goodbye. See, that's what I'm saying. Everything is not mental health. That's what I was saying, bro. She don't like you. She tried to give it a shot,
man.
And it did not work.
Now that was wild.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, hey.
What?
Mm-mm-mm.
See, 800-585-1051. Ask CNE. You need relationship advice or any type of advice, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That was wild.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask CNE.
And I just want to say that the guy who called last hour, you know, he just needed to deal with the reality that his woman doesn't want to be with him anymore. Like, you can't diagnose her with mental health issues. Just because she's told you repeatedly she don't want to be with you no more.
Sometimes people just use mental health as an excuse.
Well, that's him using that as an excuse for her. Right. That's silly.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. We have Nate on the line. Nate, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, DJ Envy, Charlamagne? What's going on, King?
What's
Peace,
up,
King.
Bro? Ask CNE. What's your question?
Yeah, listen, man. What you do when you got two wives that you've been with? 10 years together, they were one for 25 and one for 17, but they're still in competition.
Huh. What is that?
He has two wives, so he's been married twice. He's been married to one for 25 years.
Nah. But you know the big, common law marriage, 7 years, right?
What?
But I'm in a long marriage of 7 years.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay.
So you've been married to one for 25 and the other one 7.
I ain't married to neither one of them because I can't get married unless I change my religion.
So wait, they both...
What I'm saying is, but that's my wife.
Oh, they both live in the house with you?
Same house.
Okay.
I just had a baby with one 4 years ago. The other one, we trying to have a baby for the past 4 years, but we can't. But they always in the conversation talking about, you don't love me, you only love her.
Well, that's good. I mean, you should want them to constantly be in competition with each other. Keep them on their toes. You
bro,
know what I mean?
Bro, two wives at the house.
You went either way. Like, they, you know.
I'm feeling you, big dog. I'm feeling you, big dog. Talk that talk.
I think what's the problem? I think what's going to happen is you put them in competition with each other.
This man
what's
going to happen is they going to come hating at you. On you. Envy hating on you, bro.
Nope.
No, I'm not putting them in competition. I'm just like, you chose what you chose. If it ain't for you, don't do it. But everybody bought stuff, though.
I don't see nothing wrong with the competition. I think a little friendly competition is fine. Okay? All right.
Bro, let me ask you a question. How old are you, bro?
Yo, you at age 44.
44. So let me ask you a question. You still got enough energy and time for two wives?
Well, I mean, big dog, when you commit, you all in. If they choose, you know, I put it to you like this. They say let her make a choice, right? So if you tell them and they know what it is, and then all you do is bring them together. Now you kind of lose your power because now they feel each other, but then come back to you talking about what one do versus the other.
So let me ask a question. Do they sleep with each other?
Man, I don't know what nobody do. I just do what I do, big dog.
What?
I'm saying you don't know if the women sleep with each other in the house?
Like, y'all have threesomes?
I'm saying, but that doesn't really, like, I put it to you like this. You know, it's a way to fake it and a way to make it. I mean, listen, if you faking it to make it, it ain't gonna last.
You're confusing.
Man, don't talk to me like you no pimp. I ain't one of your wives, man. Just tell me the truth. Do they sleep with each other or not?
I don't know, big dog. All right, they have.
Okay. Viagra, okay. Levitra, Blue Chews, or gas station?
At 44?
None of that, big dog. None of that. Just a little push-up. Get that blood flowing. That's all.
Listen, here's the thing. Competition is very good. As long as it's healthy, it's what makes one person strive to be better. So I don't see the problem with a little healthy competition in the household, sir.
When does it stop, though, when they can't get comfortable? Do they ever going to get comfortable?
You should never let them get comfortable.
He ain't got two wives.
I don't have two wives.
I ain't got two wives, bro. You're setting yourself up. You got one pregnant, the other one having a baby. You setting yourself up, bro.
Don't listen to him, okay?
I set myself up, but I made my choice, so I sleep with it. Don't let them get comfortable, King.
You do your thing, King. You keep doing your thing until you can't do your thing no more. And when you can't do your thing no more, you call us and let us know about it, okay?
I can't wait till you got to take your kid to elementary school on the first day of school, and you got two mamas and one daddy and two kids.
And you're going to be the envy of all the daddies.
No. What I'm saying to you, I got a grown son. I waited. So, boom, we was rocking. I waited until my son went to college to make another baby. So once I made a baby with one, I got to get the other one a baby for 17 joints. She's going to be like, yo, where's mine at?
I don't know what you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm confused,
but
bro.
I do know that competition is good as long as it's healthy. Keep the competitiveness up between your two sister wives. Is that what they call it? I think so.
Something like that. All right.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.